Tschüss.
Okay, we'll be outside the shop. See you.
Daniel will be 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd better get on.
He and Phil have been on the Galaxy Zoo site again.
Yeah, he's getting a lot out of that.
And Dad's so jealous. Never could stand competition.
Ah.
I'm sure he only brought the Riley to upstage Phil's refractor.
He should learn to share. Daniel enjoys their company in different ways.
Oh, God, I was so relieved when he rang to say he was taking Joe out for the day.
Me too. It's ages since we had a Sunday lunch without him.
Hmm. Wasn't it bliss?
Oh, look, it's Auntie Peggy. Hello.
Hello, you two.
Afternoon, Peggy. Nice to see you out and about.
Well, I needed one or two things from the shop. I've had Jennifer over today, sitting Jack.
How is he?
Oh, he's all right. The same, you know.
Yeah.
It meant I could go to the Harvest Surface this morning at St. Stephen's.
Oh, yes, Mum said she'd seen you. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes. Alan insisted I stay for coffee afterwards. The church was beautifully decorated.
I do miss the festivals at St. Stephen's, though it was a lovely service at the cathedral.
Good.
The supper at Pennyhassett was well attended last night.
Yes, Clary told me.
Plenty of rivalry over the apple pies. But I think Ambridge produced the better ones on the night.
Honestly, she calls me competitive.
Look, I hate to be rude, but I've got a lesson in 15 minutes and we're on foot today.
Oh, don't mind me.
Tell Daniel I couldn't wait.
Okay.
It was lovely to see you.
Bye, Shula.
Bye.
We had a smashing birthday party for Jill yesterday. All the family.
Oh, yes. I didn't manage to send her a card this year.
Well, you've got your hands full. Freddie and Lily were tactful. They'd made her a badge with her age on it.
Oh, dear.
And Nigel reminded us Titcomb and Eileen had been married 3 years today.
That long already?
Love amongst the laundry, eh?
Let's hope they stay healthy enough to enjoy each other's company well into old age.
Yes.
I miss this.
What?
Just standing, chatting.
Yes, I can imagine. You know, we're really going to miss Jack tonight at the cricket AGM.
Well, there's no way he could manage a social situation like that anymore, Alistair.
No, I know.
I hear your captaincy's in the balance.
Yes.
Give Alistair a message, Shula. His phone's off.
Yes, of course.
The Riley's broken down. It just died on me.
Oh, no. Jim, where?
Near Felpersham. Luckily, it's a quiet road.
Oh, thank goodness.
We're all right. Joe's repaired to the hostelry across the road while we wait to be rescued.
Oh, so they're on their way?
Yes.
Good. Where have you been?
We were taking our fancy, really. Joe had showed me the historic battlefield at Franster, and we were wending our way back to the 1823 when this happened.
You haven't run out of petrol?
Shula.
Sorry.
Anyway, I'll be late for the start of the cricket AGM.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's inconceivable I'll make it to Grey Gables for 6:30.
Yes.
Though I hope I'm in time for the dinner at 7:30. So you'll tell Alistair?
Yeah, of course.
You're coming to the dinner, aren't you?
Yes. Jim?
What?
You will use your vote to keep Alistair as captain, won't you? Now he's had the courage to stand again.
Look, I'd better get off the phone now in case the garage has to ring me back.
Jim?
Here you go, Robert.
Oh, thanks, Alistair.
You're welcome.
I'm going steady till the dinner, mind, with my chairing responsibilities.
Some of the guys are still getting their drinks.
It's only 5 minutes to go. If we start the meeting late, the dinner's late.
True, but it was quite busy out there. Robert.
What?
What number item's the vote?
Number 6 last.
Oh, it would be.
Relax. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Well, that's easy for you to say. I may be setting myself up for a total humiliation.
You don't know that. We'll have to wait and see.
One or two have promised they'll vote for me, but I don't know. Maybe I should have stood down.
No, Alistair. Plenty of the team have enjoyed your captaincy. Anyway, it's no good thinking like that now.
Sorry, you're right. But Adam has got a lot of support.
And speak of the devil.
Aye.
All right.
Adam?
Give us your hand, Alistair. May the best man win.
No! Oh, well, I've missed the start of the meeting now.
Try again!
Okay. Ah, well done! She's purring like a panther.
Oh, and thank you, Jabari, for assisting me in refreshing the paint on the sight screen and the window frames on the Jack Woolley Pavilion. Which look very smart, though I say it myself. Barry, as we know, made it through the season, despite his flint-off right knee. So now, gentlemen, we have reached the final item, number 6 on the agenda, the captaincy. Ah. There are 2 candidates, as you know, Adam Macy and Alistair Lloyd. But before the vote, I think we owe both gentlemen a round of applause to thank them for their hard work and steady leadership of the team over the whole year.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So that done. And without further ado, I'll ask for a show of hands, please, for the 2 candidates. So first, raise your hand if you'd like Alistair to continue as captain. Right. Okay, hands down. Thank you. Now, raise your hands if you'd like to vote for Adam to Captain Ambridge.
Oh, boy, it's looking close. But I think... Yeah, is that a victory for Adam, Robert?
Well, hang on. Keep your hands up. Hey.
Too close.
Count again, Robert.
I think you're right.
No, I think you've got it, Adam.
Okay, everyone.
Well, let's see, shall we?
Right. Hands down and keep them down. Now, for Alistair again, please. 1, 2, 3. Are you in on that, Will? Okay. 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's it then.
I'm sorry I'm late, everyone. Church, have I missed the boat?
Well, no, I was just taking it.
Oh, jolly good.
Oh. Right, gentlemen. Third time lucky. Hands up, please, for Alistair. Oh, God. And for Adam. Thank you. Well, now that Jim's arrived, we have an exact 50-50 split. Which means...
You're going to have to use your casting vote. Goodness me.
I am, which means that Alistair is continuing as captain for the new season. Oh, so, congratulations. Thanks.
Commiserations to you, my boy. Close run thing.
Yeah, well, you win some.
Sporting fellow. Oh, look, Shula's arrived.
Where?
She's chatting to Neil by the door.
Oh, yeah. Dad, thanks for putting your hand up for me. It means a lot.
Yes, well, just you be sure you come up to scratch.
I'll do my best.
Adam represented change while you're the continuity candidate. Don't let the boys down.
Yeah, all right. Are you sure you really wanted to vote for me?
You're my flesh and blood. But you could do worse than take a few tips from Adam.
Oh, why do you always do this, Dad?
Well, he's an excellent leader and he takes risks.
You give with one hand.
And it was that one hand that saved your bacon.
Oh, very funny.
Hey, you! Well done!
Thanks, darling. How refreshing to have some sincere praise.
Yeah, Neil's told me all about the vote, how close it was.
I saved the day. Adam almost had it in the bag, but I forced the chair to use his casting vote.
Oh, well, thanks, Jim. See, they do want you, darling.
Yeah, well, half do.
You won the vote fair and square.
Oh, David's pleased anyway.
Yeah, and lots of the others. I don't like Adam's style. Well, I'm relieved to see you're all right, Jim, after your roadside ordeal.
Well, hardly an ordeal.
What was it anyway? You didn't run out of petrol.
Oh, not you as well.
What then?
Now, what did the mechanic say? The central lead from the coil to the distributor cap became detached.
Did it take long to fix it?
Oh, no. The chappie only had to screw it back in.
Oh, right.
I told him we'd been to a battlefield site, and it turned out he was a member of the Sealed Knot. You know, the Civil War Reenactment Society. Strange, eh?
Yes.
You know, it's a simple repair, Dad. One you should be capable of doing yourself, really.
Well, I'll know another time, won't I?
If you can't do something like that, you shouldn't have a classic car.
Life's about learning. It's all an adventure, isn't it? The daft thing is, Joe told me he could have repaired it himself in a trice.
Well, why didn't he, then?
Oh, he wanted to get in the warm. Though he didn't think much of the Black Raven. The natives were hostile. He told me it's bandit country, that side of Felpersham. Oh, now, I want a word with Bert before we eat.
Oh, I owe him one now, Sheila. And he's never going to let me forget it.
Well, I'm glad you managed to get out a couple of times today, at least.
Yes, thank you, Jennifer.
What's Jack up to now?
Watching television quietly.
Oh, well, I expect he's worn himself out. He was moving round all the time I was there.
Oh, I spoke to Sheila and Alistair outside the shop.
Oh, that's nice. Adam didn't take the captaincy from Alistair, by the way. He's just rung to tell me.
Oh, dear. Is he very disappointed?
Well, he said not, but... Oh, I know he was ambitious for the team.
Yes.
Apparently Jim walked in at the last moment and evened up the vote, and so it was down to Robert, and he went for Alistair.
Oh. Oh, did I tell you Bryce rang me yesterday?
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Oh, it's all right. Well, what did he say?
Well, he's looked at my portfolio and he has some suggestions to make.
Oh, that's good. Well, he's such a nice man.
Yes. He's coming to see me on Wednesday afternoon. Will that be convenient for Brian?
Oh, well, I'll make sure it is.
You're such a help to me, dear.
Oh, don't be so silly. You do sound tired, Mum. I'll let you get off to bed.
I expect Jack will be getting his second wind any minute. He doesn't seem to want to go to bed much before midnight at the moment.
Would you like me to come over?
Oh, no, dear. I don't want to disrupt him this late. I'll be fine.
One, two, three, and we go! Good girl.
You've certainly got the knack of feeding her, Vicky.
Oh, this pear and banana's her favourite.
Yes, you like that, don't you, Robbie?
There can be a lot of hidden sugar in yoghurt, you know.
Oh, she loves it.
Do you want to go? Me?
Yeah, get a bit of practice in.
Oh, well, we're all right.
You take the spoon.
Thank you. How much? That much?
Less. We don't want to choke you.
Oh, no, no, of course not.
Half of it usually reappears on the spoon anyway, even when you think she's swallowed it.
Is that about right?
Perfect.
Well, here we are then, Abby. Yum, yum. Open up. Oh, nice banana. Yummy. Oh, dear. All over her chin.
Oh, she's not used to you, yes. Let me...
wipe her face.
There. Try again.
You sure?
Yeah, go on. Took me a few goes the first time I tried.
Very well. One, two, three, open wide and in. Oh!
See? It's timing, really.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's tasty, isn't it? Oh, look at that little face.
I can see you're going to be a roaring success at this granny lark.
Oh, she's telling you not to stop.
Well, there's only a scraping left. She doesn't care. She wants it. She's one of the fabulous byproducts of marrying Mike.
In we go. Oh, good girl. All gone.
Mm-hmm. Hayley told me what she and Roy went through when Abby was born premature. It's terrible.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, the carton's empty now.
The jaundice on top of everything. And she's still small for her age, of course.
Well, I can see how petite she is. Kaz is practically full term. We're on tenterhooks waiting for the call. Baby Snell could come at any time. Unless it takes Justin's name, of course, but we're hopeful.
Oh, you must be so excited.
I've completely stripped my diary. No mean feat for a multitasker like me. No B&B guests this week or next.
Very sensible.
Yes, but there are two very disappointed vegetarians in SW19.
Well, you want to be ready to drop everything at a moment's notice.
Oh, well, we've got our suitcase packed.
Isn't that what coriander's meant to do?
Yes. Of course, I shan't be undertaking a Christmas production this year. Oh, no.
What do you mean?
I produce the Village Pantomime.
Really?
Yes, every year. I have a wealth of thespian experiences behind me, you see, going back to my Sunningdale years. They've never forgotten my murder in the cathedral.
Always at an Agatha Christie.
No. Oh, it's a shame.
I'd be well up for performing in a show.
Really?
Mm.
Well, that's music to my ears, Vicky. It confirms my belief it's newcomers who bring the passion and enthusiasm to village life. Do you sing at all?
Oh, yeah. I've always had a longing to be in an ABBA tribute band.
Oh.
Me and Alison did Anna Freed and Agnetha on karaoke night at the Dog and Trumpet once.
The groans I get when the audition notices go up, you wouldn't believe. I practically have to bribe people to come along, especially the men. It was uphill all the way, designating my dwarves.
Oh, I could say that might have been tricky. I think I'll burp her now.
Isn't she too old for that?
Oh, it's just an excuse to pick her up. Come on, you little dolly. Then you can hold her if you like.
I think she wants to get down, Vicky.
Yeah. Little one.
I've lost count of the number of campaigns I've led in the face of local apathy. Footpaths being a case in point.
Adam, you all right?
Hi, Ed.
Are you off spraying?
Yeah, any minute. Just replacing a blocked nozzle.
Look, I've got a favour to ask. Well, it's not a favour, I'll pay you.
What?
Would you be prepared to sow some grass mixture on my new plot? I don't have access to the kit, you see.
If you buy the seed, yeah.
Oh, great.
Has Brian put you up to this?
No. You're the arable chief. You're the one to ask.
Yeah, I am.
I didn't want to hack you off after last week. I should have got the okay from you, not Brian, for Bert to plough. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay, Ed. And listen, I don't want paying, really.
Well, you sure?
Yeah, of course.
Well, thanks. The seed's on order. I'll,
What are you going for? Straightforward ryegrass?
No. I talked it over with Mike, Dad and Grandad. I don't want a monoculture, so I'm going for a long lay mix that should stay down for years.
Mm, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's got three types of clover, plus cocksfoot, timothy, couple of fescues. Hoping not to use too much fertiliser, you see.
Oh, good idea. I'm happy to help.
Cheers. Do you mind if I tell Mike?
No, go ahead. I need to get on anyway.
Adam's agreed to sow the grass for nothing.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Oh, over his little hissy fit then, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, look, how about I come round tonight and we look up some Guernsey breeders, get moving on the new stock?
Yeah, I don't mind. About 8.
Oh, yes. If Adam has his way, the whole countryside will be covered in plastic. It's industrial creep.
Oh, I'd never really thought about it.
So, I can count on your support, Vicky?
Well, plastic is a bit ugly.
Right.
Mm. I'll do what I can.
Come on, Abby. Come and get Mr. Bubbles.
Oh, this is one of my teddies, but I'll let her play with him.
I've alerted the Borchester Ramblers to Adam's proposal, so he can expect a lot more people walking the footpath from now on. Visibility is the key. She's got sturdy little legs in spite of her size,
hasn't
she?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, some of the Ramblers are making a point of coming over tomorrow, especially.
Well, I'll walk it as much as I can if it helps.
Oh, Vicky, you're a tonic.
Can I turn the jet off?
Sure.
Oh, my back's pummeled enough now.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful evening. When did we last use the tub, anyway?
I don't know, it's been ages. I think it was May when Gideon and Patrick were over.
Yeah, it must have been.
Oh, I'm glad Brian took over from me this evening.
Well, he owes me. Things are quieter this week.
Same at the hotel.
So, what have you done on your day off?
Well, I made some fruit scones for Jack and Peggy.
Oh, excellent.
And I took Jack for a walk this afternoon to the hotel and back.
And how was that?
He was wandering around a bit. You certainly have to keep your eye on him.
Yeah, that's why Gran can't take him for walks. Well, that makes him sound like a pet dog.
Oh, he mentioned his old dog, actually, when I told him you lost the vote to be captain.
Oh. Hey, everyone thought your dinner was fab on Sunday, by the way.
Yeah, I should think so. Well, you know what? I'm relieved you lost to Alistair. I mean, we see little enough of each other as it is.
Well, it just means the same old lumbering performance, that's all.
Easy now.
I could have fitted it in.
Oh, you're such a hypocrite. You said you congratulated Alistair and told everyone you were cool with it.
Well, I didn't want to be the spectre at the feast. Of course I had to put a front on. I'm gutted.
Never mind. I'm sure Alistair's bound to ask you to stand him when he's busy.
Yeah. Then I can kick everyone into shape.
I don't know. I'm cooking for the cricket team on Sunday, the foodie team on Friday.
All you need's the rugby team and you'll have a full set.
I want the meal perfect for Lee's birthday. I've got a fabulous cake planned. And, well, I mean, if the evening's featured in Borsetshire Life, they're bound to photograph the cake, aren't they? It's got to be a stunner.
Well, just don't put 21 little footballs on it, please.
I thought I'd make it green like turf.
Ian.
I had you going there. And the club chairman's coming over too, Gus Montpellier. It'll be a big night for the hotel.
Yeah, and for you.
Hey! I'll be hoping for an autograph for Rory.
Yeah, for yourself, you mean.
Yeah. Oh, Bev, it's a catastrophe. How long did he say? Well, it can't be helped now. Oh, well, thanks for letting me know, Bev. Oh.
That's all the dishes put away, love. Anything else want doing?
That was Bev.
Yeah, I heard.
Our new garden seat's out of stock.
Oh, dear.
It's held up somewhere in the supply chain.
Well, never mind, love. We can easily pick one up from the garden centre.
No, they won't have this one, Mike.
You never know. They have quite a few different ones. I've seen them all as I drive past.
Not the rambling briar.
Eh?
That's what it's called. It's oldie-worldie. Oh. They handmade them in Cornwall.
Uh-huh.
It's my feature. It goes with the new trellis. I was looking out at Linda's wonderful garden through a kitchen window this morning.
Were you?
Well, I went there for coffee, I told you.
Oh, it's so you did, yeah.
We've got a lot to live up to. A week Friday will be the first dinner party we've hosted as a married couple, and I want it just right.
It will be.
Oh, I've asked Bev to put a spotlight under Betty's tree.
Oh.
Ooh. Hello, Eric. Come in.
Oh, thanks, Vicky. Hiya, Mike.
You all right?
Oh, you've set the laptop up then?
Oh, yeah. Great. We'll make a start, if you like.
Oh, let's get the poor man a beer first.
Oh, tar, that'll go down really well.
I want to be in on this.
Oh.
See what I'm spending my money on.
Well, fair enough, eh, Ed?
Yeah, I suppose.
Hey, it's Andy, you getting all this free help for us, Bert. Now, Adam.
Oh, you bet.
Oh, sit down, love.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want a glass?
No, that can's fine.
Oh. There we are, Mike.
Oh, thanks, love. Ain't you having one?
No, I've still got my wine.
Oh.
Well, it was good of Adam, considering I ruffled his feathers last week.
Hmm. Well, he supports us in the end, doesn't he?
Shall I start this search, then?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. No, I'm all in favour of him expanding the soft fruit if the demand's there.
Yeah, me and all.
Good luck to him.
Oh, no, Mike.
Eh?
If Adam had his way, the whole countryside would be covered in plastic.
No, Vicky, love, you see, it's a balance. Local businesses don't have it easy, and where they can expand, they should be allowed to.
Linda says it's industrial creep.
Linda?
Oh, she knows ever such a lot about it.
There's loads on here, Mike.
Oh, right.
Mm. Well, let's have a look.
Yeah. Oh, click on this one. Hampshire.
Hampshire? That's miles away.
Well, look, the new stock's got to come from beyond the parts of the country where TB's widespread.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you bet. I'm not setting us up for that nightmare again.
Oh, I'm learning so much about the countryside today.
And that's why we're looking in the south and southeast. And if we find some suitable stock...
At a decent price.
Oh, we want a bargain.
Then we'll take a trip down to see them.
Oh, so they don't send them through the post then, like Amazon?
What?
Joking! Oh, it's exciting. I'm glad it's Guernsey's as well. We'll have to give them all names, like my bears.
This one looks promising.
Let's just look at what Ed's found, shall we, love?
Not before we have a toast. Come on, cans up. To the new Grange Farm Guernsey's and the success of our three-way adventure.
Yes, bye, Mrs. Turner. Oh.
Anyway, I met him yesterday for the first time. Kenton introduced us.
Who?
Oh, do try listening, Shula. He's tremendously tall. Must have a job shopping for trousers.
This is a really bad time to keep track of your anecdotes, Jim.
Charming.
Daniel! Look, have have some toast or something?
I had my breakfast 2 hours ago.
Daniel!
Mr. Sandland is the owner of Kenton's Cafe.
Oh, I'll have to write myself a note before I forget. Mrs. Turner's changed her time on the 11th.
He seems a very nice man.
Who?
Oh. He doesn't often go in, Kenton says, so I was lucky to catch him.
Oh, this invoice will have to do. Why can I never find a decent piece of paper in this house?
Well, why do you need a note?
Because something mysterious happens to a woman's brain after 50.
Ah, good morning, Daniel.
Hi, Grandpa.
Ah, oh, last.
What are you doing here?
It's a fine autumn morning, so I thought I'd pay a visit.
Get on with your breakfast, darling. We're going to be late.
Oh, relax, Mum, and drink your tea.
Oh, yes, my tea.
And I had some crisps in my room anyway.
What?
I'm fine.
That's not a very healthy start to the day.
Oh, not you as well.
Daniel?
Sorry.
Oh, what are you doing?
Texting Alex.
You'll be seeing him in an hour. Have you got any after-school activities today? Daniel!
Oh, no, I'm going to Glebe Cottage.
Oh, right.
I'm checking out the Galaxy Zoo set again with Grandad.
I find it quite irresponsible of Phil encouraging you to spend even more time sitting in front of a computer screen than you already do.
Mm. Be sure to do your homework before you go to Glebe Cottage, all right?
Yeah, of course.
You need to be in the fresh air at your age, discovering the real world at first hand, not receiving impressions of it in cyberspace.
It's fun.
Oh, I think my bag's upstairs.
Now, I'll show you fun. What time do you finish today?
3:30.
Would you like me to pick you up in the Riley?
Oh, yeah, cool.
Is that all right, Shula?
Yes. Thanks, Jim.
See? It wasn't all bad news, my moving south.
Not when you make yourself useful, no. I'll just get my bag. Oh, put the milk back in the fridge, Daniel.
You be ready after school. Don't keep me waiting.
What are we going to do?
Build a rocket. Best not tell your mother.
Early for you, this, Dad.
Oh, Neville sent me for milk. I'm doing us beans on toast for breakfast.
Still working out over there, is it?
Yeah, really get on, you know. Oh, he's a good-hearted guy, Neville. He got great taste in music as well. Hey, I was so chuffed the way the blues night went last week. Felt really good being back in the groove.
Well, you delivered.
For a change, eh?
Yeah.
But you know what? I've discovered one of my records is missing.
Are you sure? Which one?
An Albert Collins. Every time I move, I seem to lose one. It's a classic as well. Hey, do you fancy coming over for a cup of tea?
Oh.
Well, I got the milk now. Nev won't mind. Oh, well, if you're busy.
Yeah, no, it's just I've got stuff to do, Dad. Sorry.
Okay.
Another time, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we are, little one.
I was going to tag this lot.
Oh, well, I've done it now. Oh. Hey, we need to keep an eye on Big Bertha. She's due any time.
I know.
I cleaned out the carving box. She's in there now.
Good.
In case she needs help. You're a long time.
Yeah, I did some shopping after the school run.
Oh, did you remember my razor blades?
Oh, I knew there was something else. I'm sorry. Mm. I'll go to the shop later.
Right.
Pip was sounding pretty negative about college again.
Was she? What now, then?
Oh, she's still worrying that she's taken on difficult subjects.
Oh, she's a capable girl. She'll get used to it.
Maybe. Have you seen the shadows under her eyes?
Yeah. Has she asked anyone back since she started?
No, and she doesn't seem to have fallen in with a crowd either. I just hope she doesn't feel isolated. She doesn't see Izzy much anymore.
Well, that's inevitable. Mm. Let's just give it time, love.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of change for her to cope with.
Yeah.
Any post yet?
Oh, yeah, sorry, the results have come.
What, the soil analysis?
Yep.
And what did they say?
Well, the pH is fine, but the calcium's low.
Well, that's odd. If one's OK, the other usually is too.
Yeah, I know.
Now, that'll explain why the cows aren't keen to graze it. It must taste sour to them.
Yeah, exactly. And magnesium's replacing the calcium on the soil particles.
Right.
And that's changed the structure. It's made it compacted so the roots can't get down. Plus, there's no air.
I said the grass looked thin.
Yeah, well, you were right. Scored lowest on the worm count, too. Anyway, I thought I'd hire a slit aerator. Open it up a bit. Might help.
Good idea.
Oh, and the ratio of sodium to potassium is low as well.
Oh, no wonder the cows don't like the taste. Shall I order some rock salt?
Yeah, please, yes. We can do some of the paddocks, the ones we shan't be grazing over the next couple of weeks.
I'll get onto it today.
Oh, good.
Oh, so that was really worth doing, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, at least we can get the soil working for us and against us.
Well, Bert said some of Ed's new plot on the estate's clear.
Oh, that's a shame for him.
Yeah, I spoke to Emma this morning. Ed and Mike are hoping to visit a couple of Guernsey breeders.
Uh-huh.
Oxfordshire and Hampshire, I think she said.
Outside the TB zone.
Exactly. Ed's really excited.
Right. Do you fancy going out tonight?
Ooh. Well, Pip's at home, so don't
raise your hopes. It's just I really fancy the darts.
Ugh.
Wayne and Fat Paul are quite a double act.
So no need to get me little black dress out then, huh?
Well, you can give me a private viewing later.
Dream on! OK. But only if Ed can keep an eye on the carvers.
Are we far enough back, Daniel?
Yeah, it says 5 metres.
It's a very sturdy tripod.
Great idea sticking that toy whistle on the side of the rocket.
Well, we'll see what sort of sound it makes as it goes up.
Yeah.
Now we've invested in the launch pad and ignition box, we can buy or make any number of different models.
Cool. And we can reuse this one a couple of times as well.
If we recover it after its maiden voyage.
No, it's not that windy. I don't think the parachute will take it that far.
No. Well, I think we're ready to start the countdown, don't you?
Awesome.
Now, you know what you're doing.
Yep.
Well, come on, then. What are we waiting for? Five, four...
Three.
What's going on here?
Damn.
Mum, stand back.
What are you doing? What's that thing?
What does it look like?
It's a rocket.
A rocket? Were you going to explode it?
No, we were going to knit with it.
It doesn't explode.
Are you out of your mind? What about the horses?
We're far enough away, and it only makes a whoosh sound, not a bang. It's not a firework, Mum.
You are not letting it off here.
Why not?
Because I have a business to run looking after other people's horses. It's not safe.
Oh, yes, it is. We followed the instructions assiduously. The angle of takeoff is correct and its launch position is well above eye level.
I don't care. What were you thinking of, Jim?
I was thinking that this is a practical educational tool.
It is, Mum. Think about it. It links science, maths, design and technology.
We had great fun building it from the kit as well. And we've discussed Newton's first law in relation to rocket flight. Haven't we, Daniel?
I couldn't care less what you've discussed. I want it dismantled.
Mum!
Now.
Killjoy.
Jim.
Oh, all right. Mission aborted.
Daniel, just think about it. If you spook the horses, even a whoosh could upset them.
You're so uptight sometimes, Mum.
I'm sorry, but I'm not taking the risk. Look, Daniel, ask Uncle David if you can launch it from the farm at the weekend.
Yes.
As far away from the cows as possible, and preferably with Alistair present.
A controlled experiment, then.
That's the deal, or no flight.
What about Lakey Hill? We'd get a good takeoff up there, Daniel.
Yeah.
That's far too public.
Oh.
Honestly, Jim, I sometimes wonder. And when you've dismantled it, you can get on with your homework.
Okay.
Thanks, Ed. Here we are, love.
Cheers.
So I've had quite a day of it, and I don't think I'm entirely in your sister's good books.
No, I should think you're not.
We did think that perhaps Lakey Hill might work.
No way!
Honestly, you archers have no sense of adventure. Oh, well, I'm off back home for supper. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
He is incorrigible.
You can say that again.
Hey, there's Neville Booth. He's not usually one for the darts.
Neither am I.
No.
It's busy, isn't it? Everything all right through here?
Hey, Fallon, is your dad planning another blues night upstairs?
Why?
Well, I've heard really good things about last week from my brother.
Oh, I don't know. You're not the first person who's asked. Can we find a table now, David?
Look,
there's room over by Annette and Max. Look, by the door.
Oh. They look rather too loved up for company, I think.
So yeah. That's Max, is it?
Yeah. No, he's a nice guy. He's just left college.
Oh, Helen told me she's just relieved he isn't Jazzer.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Jazza is Fallon's mate, Ruth.
Oh, dear, so he is. Hey, why did you ask about Wayne's music night? It's not exactly your kind of thing.
Oh, I was only being polite. Come on, we'll squeeze in with Wayne and Fat Paul.
Squeeze being the word.
Well, loads of people have been asking.
Well, that don't make a case for it being a regular event, Fallon.
Well, I think we should give it a go. Thursday nights are free upstairs for the next few weeks.
If we give your dad a regular spot, he'll never leave.
Oh, come on. One night a week isn't going to tie him to the village.
But Sid might think so. And are there going to be enough punters to keep it going?
Well, we won't know until we try. And it's the kind of event that gets a following. And the bar takings were much better than if we hadn't done it.
Yeah, that's true.
There was a really good atmosphere up there. Civilised. And Dad was in his element. I'm going to ask Sid.
OK. Good luck.
When I throw a dart, it ends up in the wall.
Well, you have to sort of visualise it, going where you send it.
Well, just keep doing what you're doing, Wayne, and we'll beat the Queen Anne.
I don't know about that. They've sent a good team tonight.
Dad?
Oh, Fallon, hi, love.
A word. Oh, don't mind us.
Oh, what is it? Because I'm psyching myself up here.
Listen, I've just suggested to Sid that your Thursday night upstairs becomes a regular gig.
Honest?
Well, yeah, that's something you want, isn't it?
Well, it'd be great.
Good, because he's just agreed to it.
Whee! come here and give your daddy a big hug.
It's only while you pull in the punters, so don't let me down, all right?
Is everything all right?
Yes, thanks, Caroline. This is a colleague of mine, Bryce.
Oh, how do you do?
Hello. I'm sorry about this spilt milk.
Oh, don't shed any tears over it. I'll fetch Rosa. I think she's in the kitchen. Would you like a second cafetiere?
Bryce?
Oh, no, thank you. I've drunk far too much coffee today already.
Oh, sorry.
No, it was good to meet up for a chat.
Bryce is a Felpersham City man.
Oh.
Don't say it like that. We did well last season.
Adam tells me their striker's having his birthday meal here on Friday.
Lee Mason, yes.
Lee? Really?
Needless to say, all my female members of staff want to work that night.
I don't follow the team, really.
I've only managed a few games so far this season myself. He's a good player.
Oh, I know. You only have to talk to our manager or our chef.
How old is he?
21. Anyway, I'll go and find Rosa.
Lord Netherbourne's niece. Lovely woman.
How's the family, Brian?
Expensive. Both Kate and Alice had birthdays last week.
That was bad financial planning.
Tell me about it. Alice was 21, and that meant a brand new car. Children used to get cheaper as they got older. Not anymore.
I know. I've got two at university, remember?
Oh, by the way, Bryce, Peggy's asked we let ourselves in the back door at 1:30. Because Jack starts his nap about now, you see.
Fine.
And she doesn't want the door disturbing him.
I understand. She's a very nice lady.
Yes, but she's nobody's fool, you know.
Oh, don't worry. I've plenty of clients her generation, and they're a pretty canny lot. Mm. They're not the ones who brought the economy to its knees.
Oh, very true.
The city whiz kids could learn a lot from them.
Adam, we don't see so much of you these days.
Hi there. No, I brought the venison for Friday.
Oh, excellent.
Now it's back to drilling the wheat.
I'm not sure where Ian will want to put it.
Well, he said he'll sort it out when he comes in. He's outside having a smoke.
Oh, he'll be quiet this lunchtime. Still, it is a Wednesday.
Yeah, Ian told me covers are down.
Oh, it's so unpredictable, Adam. People are choosing to book late, so I've no idea at the start of the week how things will look by the weekend.
Well, at least you've got Friday.
Oh, thank goodness.
How's Oliver?
Oh, he's fine, thanks. Very well, I think. He's handing the farm over to Ed at the weekend.
Oh, yeah. How's he feeling about it?
Mixed. I'm not sure he'll know what to do with himself.
No. I was imagining myself in his place.
Me too.
In the light of that, Mrs. Woolley, I'd like to make some minor changes to your portfolio.
Yes, I see.
Mainly so you don't have to worry about drawing on cash when you need it.
Oh, that sounds sensible, Peggy.
As I said, we can start with the ISA increase this month.
Of course.
And the remainder of the sum I've suggested will move into a better fixed-rate product. And we'll look at those government bonds and gilts as well.
Thank you.
I'll chase the best rates I can, providing they offer you flexibility when it comes to withdrawals. Some accounts reward the over-50s, for example.
Valerie!
Oh, dear.
Hello, Jack.
Valerie.
Jack, dear, I thought you were asleep.
Hello there, Mr. Woolley.
Have you come to repair the roof?
No, dear, this is Bryce, our new financial advisor.
Hmm. Is the milk hot?
Sit beside me, dear, while we listen to Bryce.
No. I'm going to tell on you.
Oh, Jack, oh, dear.
It's all right, Peggy, I'll look after him.
Are you sure?
Of course, no, you two carry on.
He might want a drink.
I'll sort him out, don't worry.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
Where are you, Jack? Jack, there you are now. Look, come on, let's go through to the kitchen, shall we?
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, don't apologise, Mrs. Woolley. This is his home. I'm the stranger here.
He always had such a sound mind for finance.
I can believe it. All the successful businesses he ran.
Yes.
So, shall we carry on?
Yes.
Won't be long, Jack. You don't want it too hot.
Too hot?
No. Look, hang on, Jack. Come and sit down for a moment. You can drink your hot milk.
I need to go.
You don't need to go anywhere. Just wait. Look, it's nearly ready.
What is?
Your hot milk.
I need to go.
Jack, look, come back. Come on, Jack. Now, look, Jack.
Good. I'll come back to you with specific suggestions about the best products.
All right.
Now, Mrs. Woolley, I'd like to talk about the shop.
The shop?
I've looked at the accounts. Are you aware it makes a regular loss?
Business has gone down, I know. People drive to the supermarket nowadays, especially the newcomers.
I know, and that doesn't help you, of course.
But I've got Helen in the flat upstairs paying rent now.
Yes, but even taking that into account, you still aren't covering the wages and overheads for the business.
Oh, maybe not, but...
Have you considered letting it go?
Selling it? How could I? The village relies on it, especially the pensioners.
I only wish they did rely on it. It would be a different picture.
Oh, dear.
Well, realistically speaking, I wouldn't put it on the market in the current climate.
Well, that's a relief.
However, a couple of years down the line, if you haven't made a decision about it now, it could be a real millstone round your neck.
What decision? I don't understand. You just said you don't think I should sell it.
Well, you could do worse than convert the shop into a second apartment, for example.
Oh.
That way, at least the whole building's working for you and not running at a loss.
Oh, I don't know. The shop. The implications for the village are so great.
Look, today's chat is only about me making suggestions. I'll leave it with you to think about. How's that?
Oh, you still here, Adam? Good, it's nearly nine.
Yeah, I was just about to ring Gran.
Oh, well, go ahead. Don't mind me.
Promised Mum I'd do it before it got too late. Ah, Gran, it's Adam.
Oh, hello, dear.
Everything all right?
Yes, thank you. Oh, excuse me.
What's Jack up to?
Oh, he's lying on the bed, listening to a concert on the radio. Well, conducting it, actually. And I've got my feet up on the sofa.
Oh, good.
There's a documentary I want to watch at 9 o'clock.
Do you want me to drop round at all? Mum's out tonight.
She told me. No, dear, we'll be fine.
You sure?
Of course. Good night.
Night, Gran.
She all right?
Yeah. Things are calm. Jack's conducting an orchestra in his head.
Oh, God, it makes you appreciate your own life. Do you want a whiskey?
Oh, no, thanks. Ian's finishing early tonight. I'll get off soon.
Okay, I fancy one.
Thank Mum for leaving me some supper, will you?
Sure.
Where's she gone this evening?
The theatre with Pat. A gloomy old Ibsen, I think. Norwegian wood and a social conscience. God, Jack was a real nuisance this afternoon when Bryce was at the lodge.
That's not very kind, Brian.
It's like looking after a toddler. He was up and down the hall, in and out of the kitchen. One way to keep fit, I suppose. But you know what Peggy told me?
What?
Tom took delivery of his first consignment of wieners from Neil this morning. And they're both extremely happy with the arrangement, apparently.
Oh, good.
Well,
Tom had his chance of a shot at the big time. He chose to stay small, so that's his problem.
These input figures are depressing. They just keep going up.
Maybe you should shop around again.
Maybe.
As long as you control them efficiently, you'll get your profit on the wheat.
I'm sure we will, but not as much as the glory days a couple of years back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that particular bubble has burst.
Valerie, let's go for a walk. Come on. Oh, come on. Oh. Captain, time for a walk.
There were even more walkers on that wretched footpath this afternoon.
Oh, Lord, were there?
I suspect Linda's been mobilising the troops. I even saw Vicky on it.
Mike's Vicky?
Yeah.
On her way to where, for heaven's sake? Didn't strike me as a natural rambler.
Exactly. And Mrs. Noakes stopped her car yesterday to give me a dressing down about it all.
Oh, Derek Fletcher left a message on the farm answer machine last night.
Saying what?
If he'd been at the meeting, he'd have voted against the proposal as well.
Oh, great.
Sorry, I meant to tell you.
Linda's building up a real head of steam, isn't she?
Looks like it.
I think I've underestimated her. This campaign could completely derail our application after all.
Unless...
What?
Hang on, I may have thought of something. Leave it with me, Adam.
That's it, Jack. You sit down in your chair.
Jean-Paul... Jean.
Yes, we'll invite Jean-Paul.
No, I don't like it.
It's all right, Jack. Everything's all right. You don't have to sit down if you don't want to. You can stand up like me.
Telephone.
Yes, this is your office phone, Jack.
Telephone.
Shall we make a call? Tell you what, let's phone Peggy.
Underneath.
Oh, we're going under the desk, are we?
Bang.
It's all right, Jack. There isn't a bomb. Come on. Everything's fine. Right. Come on. You sit in your chair.
Oh.
I'll ring Peggy. Come on. Up you come. There. Do you want to sit at your desk?
All right. Tell Valerie...
Peggy'll be wondering where you are.
Peggy?
Your wife. Oh, dear.
Yes? Who is it?
Oh, Peggy. It's Caroline.
Caroline?
Now... Everything's all right, but I've got Jack with me here in the office.
Jack? At the hotel?
Our night receptionist called me at home. He found his way up here and was heading for his old office.
Oh, no. What time is it?
9:30.
What?
Just gone.
Oh, I must have fallen asleep on the sofa.
He's absolutely fine. There's no need to worry.
He's crept out of the house and I didn't even know. He could have gone anywhere, onto the road.
But he didn't. He came here.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Caroline.
Oh, really, there's nothing to apologise for. He was just in his pyjamas.
Oh, no.
But I've put a toweling robe on him from the spa.
Oh, thank you. What about his feet?
Well, luckily he had his slippers on.
Oh, thank goodness.
He's fine, really. There's no harm done. But I thought it best to phone rather than just turn up with him at this time of night. I'll run him straight down to you, shall I?
Oh, Caroline, he might not manage a strange car.
Look, if he's at all anxious, I'll phone you and we'll think of a plan B. All right?
Yes, all right. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Mind me coming over this early, David?
No, it's fine, Jennifer, if you can stand the preschool chaos.
Don't worry about that. Only Brian's sorting Rory out, and I'm off to the supermarket for Mum, and I promised Ruth I'd drop off Rory's snorkeling gear in case Ben wants it for Egypt.
Oh, right. Oh, thank you.
Is Ruth still milking?
Oh, no, she's having a shower before she takes Ben to the bus.
Oh, I could take Pip and Josh into Borchester with me if you like.
Oh, I'm okay to take them, thanks. I'm driving on to Little Croxley to pick up a bit of farm tackle.
Oh?
Yeah, slit aerator for the paddocks. Huh? It's like spiking a lawn. Jennifer, when Alice left St. Margaret's for college, did she find it a big, you know, a big step up?
Yes, yeah, she did. She was expected to do a lot more work on her own, for one thing.
Yeah, that's what Pip's finding.
Mm, it can be tough. But at least Pip's not alone.
No, except she says everyone else seems to be coping okay.
Dad, where's my football kit?
Good morning, Josh.
Hi.
Yeah, well, there's no need to worry about it yet. You'll be home again before I take you for practice.
I want it ready and I can't find it.
All right, calm down. Have you asked Mum?
Well, in my experience, the first place to look for their sports kit is in the tumble dryer.
Ah, no, good thinking.
Yes.
Ah. Thanks, Jennifer.
I might get picked again tonight for the away match on Saturday.
Oh, really? Hey, well, good luck.
He manages okay, this old van. Well, I wanted to make an effort for your 21st.
Well, it came at the perfect time. It was so good having my own space on tour.
Oh, look, love, I'd like to give you something towards the petrol.
Oh, don't be daft, Dad. Thanks for offering.
Well, when my JSA kicks in...
Yeah, whatever. Oh, go on, overtake me then.
Idiot! Hey, one hell of a vintage record store, that. Yeah. And, oh, thanks, love, for driving us over.
No, it's okay. I've been meaning to go there myself for ages anyway.
Well, I wouldn't even think of looking for an album on the computer. Mm. I hate that damn thing.
Well, we were just lucky to track down a copy. And Felpersham's not that far.
He had some really rare stuff, you know, way out of my price league. Uh-huh. And I'm glad I had a couple of albums to exchange for this one.
So what's so special about Albert Collins, then?
Well, it's the way he attacks the strings, like they're being snapped on the fretboard.
Huh.
Oh, well, you'll hear tonight.
Oh, cool.
And his open tunings are something else. Takes you right there, old magic.
I like experimenting with different tunings.
Now, Joni Mitchell's used over 50 different tunings to date.
Huh, I'll never catch up with that.
Have you listened to much, Joni? Because you should.
Oh, some. I like Blue. A mate had it at college.
Oh, well, now that's a classic. You could learn a lot from her, Fallon. You didn't use your guitar in the band very much.
No, Finn was the main guitarist.
Oh, he was good.
Yeah. I wish he hadn't split.
It's a bummer when that happens. You get the perfect chemistry in a band and then someone leaves.
Me and Finn wrote so well together and all.
Mm, you were a tight outfit, all right. The lies.
Yeah. Well, I've got to put them behind me now, those dreams. Without a guitarist, there's no chance of a comeback, is there?
Here we are, Mum. I've got your shopping. They only had the large size of it. Oh, what's happened?
Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, come on, Mum. Let's go in.
I fell asleep and I hadn't locked the door.
Well, that's easily done.
I was going to lock it later before we went to bed. It's my fault he went out.
Oh, please don't upset yourself.
But it is. I was careless.
No.
Some might say negligent.
You? Negligent? Never.
He's so vulnerable, Jennifer. He could have gone anywhere miles away. He could have fallen in the Am or gone under a car even.
But he hadn't.
Or got himself lost and then died of exposure.
He just wandered up to the hotel, somewhere that felt familiar to him, somewhere that was safe.
That's cold comfort, I'm afraid.
But Caroline looked after him, and he was all right.
This time?
Well, yes.
She was wonderful, of course. But you know that feeling when something very personal becomes public. I felt so ashamed of myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry I was out last night. You should have rung
Brian or Adam or Tony.
I can't always be running to you all. It was only a question of Caroline bringing him back here, and then he was perfectly fine. He thought he'd had a day at the office.
Oh.
Now, was that him?
No. No, he's all right. He's settled with his radio.
Yes, for now. I can't keep track of him all the time anymore, Jennifer. I'm too tired. I used to be able to. He's been so restless this week. It's as though he wants his freedom. I don't want to have to keep him in, like a trapped bird. But I've barely been coping.
Oh, Mum.
And I was so frightened last week. He thought I was Valerie. He didn't even recognise me.
Oh, no. Oh, I wish you'd said.
He wasn't himself. It was so awful. And now there's the shop.
What the shop?
Oh, dear.
Mum?
Oh.
Well, tell me.
Bryce thinks I should close it down.
When was all this discussed?
Yesterday, when he came to see me. Brian was out of the room with Jack. How can I shut the shop?
Oh, poor Mum, and you've been bottling all this up.
How can I let people down? How can I? There's Susan, Annette, the whole village depends on this.
Oh, shush, Mum, shush.
I feel so guilty. I don't know what to do.
Look, you're completely exhausted. We can talk about all this later, but right now, I'm going to make you some lunch, and then you're going to bed for the afternoon.
But I...
And I'm staying here tonight. No argument.
That was amazing, Dad. Albert Collins plays with such an edge.
Well, I knew you'd be blown away.
Look, can you give me a quick hand? Bring some more mixers up.
Oh, sure thing. Hey, Fallon.
What?
What we were talking about in the van this morning. Don't give up on your dreams.
Dad.
You're still young and you've got talent. You shine, darling.
Thanks.
I'm not just saying that because you're my little girl. It'd be such a waste if you gave up. Especially now you've tasted the buzz of touring.
What, no sleep? Crap food?
Oh, come on. You loved it and you miss it. I can hear it in your voice.
We were starting to make proper contact.
Well, exactly. Look, I'm not a great one to give advice, I know, but music is the one thing I do understand. I can see what it's doing to you, Fallon. Not playing? That's what you were born to do. You can't just... cut off that need,
look,
you know?
I do appreciate what you're saying, Dad, but advice won't magic me up a new guitarist, will it? We auditioned loads. No one came close to Finn. Come on, let's get those mixers from downstairs.
Wait there, Joshy. I'll be back in a minute.
David, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, fine. I just need to pay for my meal.
Okay, Sid will be in a minute.
Right, only...
Hi, David.
What have you got lined up for after the break, Dad?
Oh, is this your blues night?
Yeah. Well, I thought a bit of Art Pepper followed by Billie Holiday.
Oh, now you're talking.
Good crowd tonight, too. Their ears are on stalks.
Yeah.
You played a blinder with Sid getting me this weekly gig. Give me a purpose.
Well, I wouldn't have done it unless it made commercial sense.
Sorry, could you take for our meal, please, Fallon? It's just that I need to get Josh home.
Oh, well, I'll go and see where Sid is, if you don't mind.
Oh, OK.
I'll take these mixers up, then.
OK, Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry you lost the darts match on Tuesday, Wayne.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
That is just what I've been trying to explain to my son. He didn't get chosen for the football team.
Oh.
It's a hard knock, but one we all need to learn.
The truth is, I can't care for him any longer.
Oh, Mum.
There. I've said it out loud. I felt it in my heart for weeks. I didn't even realise he'd wandered off last night.
You couldn't have. You were asleep.
Exactly. And I don't want to lock him in 24 hours a day. I'm not his jailer, and he's not my prisoner.
No.
He needs more care than I can give him.
Different sort of care. Nobody could have shown him more care than you have.
I've struggled so hard.
I know.
No, I've struggled so hard not to face the truth. He needs to go into a residential home. And not just for respite. For good.
Mum.
No, it's all right. It's what you've all been wanting me to say for a very long time.
Only because we all love you.
And I love my husband more than anything. But it's reached a tipping point, Jennifer, where me trying to keep him here is doing him more harm than good. I can't guarantee his safety anymore. I've done my very best.
I know, Mum. And you've always put him first.
And that's what I'm doing now.
Yes.
Although it still feels as if I'm abandoning him. Oh,
you've done more for him than anyone could ask another person to do.
This house will feel so empty without him. Maybe that's what I was fighting all along.
It will be a big change for you, facing this next stage in your lives, but you're not... You've got your children, you've got your grandchildren.
It's still something I've got to come to terms with on my own, and in my own way, Jennifer.
Yes, of course it is. But we'll support you.
It's the right decision, isn't it?
Yes, Mum. Yes, it is.
You know, Jennifer, I feel calmer now I've made it.
Good. We can start looking for a new home for Jack as soon as you feel able, Mum.
You finished here for the evening, Ed?
Yeah, I'm just hosing down.
Any problems?
No, they're all milking just fine. Not handing me over any duds, don't worry.
Good. Well, come Sunday, they'll all be yours.
Yeah, that's what I tell myself, but I still don't believe it. You couldn't get the tap for us, could you, Oliver?
No, sure, yeah. So, have you fixed up a day to look for the new stock?
Well, I'm hoping to go next Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Starting with a breeder outside Banbury in the morning.
Well, that's not too far away.
No, then I'll go down to one in Hampshire in the afternoon. Well, I'd like Mike to come with me.
Well, of course, yeah, it's essential.
Yeah, but Jazza can't do the bottling. He's off to some wedding. And it suits both farms, see, the Wednesday.
Well, I'll do the bottling.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course, you should have asked. I'll have time on my hands from Sunday.
Oh, cheers, Oliver.
Eddie and I will be a crack team.
Well, I'll get home now and finalise the details. Oh, you look nice, Caroline.
Oh, thank you, Ed.
Oh, yes. Gosh.
I'm dressed to impress. Gus Montpellier.
The big cheese at Felpersham City, eh?
The chairman, yes. His wife, Blaise, is a style guru to all the team's wives and girlfriends.
Heaven help us.
No wonder they all look so cheap.
None of the women are going tonight, though, are they?
No, it's strictly for the boys.
Here, you couldn't wangle us Lee's autograph for George, could you?
Not you as well.
What?
She's been inundated with requests, haven't you, darling?
Yes, and my stock answer is, I can't promise.
Fair enough.
Lee's coming to the hotel to relax and enjoy his birthday meal. I don't want to ruffle any feathers.
Boss, it's your life's covering it, Ed.
Ooh, posh.
Yes.
And I want their photographer to snap a happy Lee, not a scowling Lee.
For the publicity.
Exactly.
Well, good luck with it all.
Thanks. I must get going in a minute.
Yeah, I think I'll shoot off myself.
Righto.
I might go via Mike's and tell him about Wednesday. Yeah. See ya.
Night, Ed.
Bye. What about Wednesday?
I'm bottling for Mike.
Well, that was a short-lived retirement.
Well, it means they can go and visit these Guernsey breeders. Anyway, I'll be chewing the table legs by Wednesday. What am I going to do with myself?
Take life a little easier, that's what. Lie back and enjoy being a kept man.
Oh, I rather like the sound of that.
And there's always Grey Gables.
Yes, that'll keep me busy.
You know, Oliver, I think we should mark the occasion.
Oh, not a retirement party, please. That really does spell the beginning of the end.
No. Do something to celebrate Ed's new venture.
Uh-huh.
Let's invite the Grundys for Sunday lunch.
Ah.
It's a big moment for them, Ed officially becoming your tenant here. It's a day Joe probably never dreamed he'd see.
Roy. Right. Service, Rosa.
Okay.
What's happening?
Well, some of the team are already in the bar.
Yeah?
Hey, Damon Riley's much smaller, close up.
Is there any sign of Goss or Lee yet?
No, Caroline's waiting for them in reception.
Right. Well, we're all geared up for the starters.
Good.
It's a choice of shredded salmon with soda bread or the chicken and wild mushroom terrine with toasted brioche. I've kept it simple as requested.
Hey, let's hope Mr. Woolley don't come wandering up from the lodge in his gym jams. Where am I? Who am I?
Hey,
that look good in Borsetshire life.
Mate, if it wasn't for Jack, you wouldn't have a job. None of us would.
Yeah, okay, mate. It's only a joke.
I think we owe him some respect. Between you and me. Well, Peggy's looking for a home for him now.
Oh, really? Oh. No, that is sad.
Yeah, and it's confidential, OK?
Oh, must be pager. Lee and Gus must be on their way.
Here, be sure and introduce me now.
Yeah.
OK, come on, let's get the starters.
How nice to meet you, Mr. Montpellier.
Gus, please. This is Lee.
All right.
Oh, hello, Lee. Happy birthday.
I'm sorry we're late. His mum and dad wanted a drink with him before we drove over.
Well, some of your teammates have made a start in the bar.
Yeah, I saw Damon's BM outside.
Don't worry, Caroline. I'll keep an eye on them tonight. Very pleasant hotel, by the way.
Thank you. Oh, Roy.
Hi.
This is my manager, Roy Tucker. Roy, Gus Montpellier.
How'd you do, Roy?
Good evening, sir.
City fan?
Oh, yes. I follow the team.
And Lee?
Well... Recognise you, of course.
Yeah, right, mate.
Right.
Roy will be looking after you tonight, so anything you need, just ask him.
Will do.
Oh, will you excuse me? I think the photographer from Borsetshire Life has arrived.
Would you care to join the others in the bar before I take you through to the function room?
Lee?
Oh, yeah. Let's go join the lads.
Come about 12, Ed.
Oh, that sounds smashing. Thanks, Oliver.
Oh, it was Caroline's idea. We thought we should mark the takeover in some way.
Mm, nice. Excuse me for a sec.
Hello, George. Sleep tight, yeah?
Time for the wooden hill, is it?
Yeah, Emma's taking him up. He gets dead tired now he's started school, you know.
Mm.
Oh, I can't believe I'm going to be a tenant farmer.
You feel ready, though, don't you?
Well, I suppose. It's scary. I'm looking forward to being my own boss, mind. Not that you've been a bad one.
Well, you'll have to make all the big decisions now.
Yeah, the buck stops here.
Oh, you'll be fine. I've every confidence in you.
You've done so much for me.
No, I'm just delighted you had the courage to carry the enterprise forward. And I'm still on hand to offer any advice.
You may regret saying that.
Through here, Lee. All right, Mr. Manager.
Well, then, I've getting through that champagne, Ian.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's flowing like water. This is our chef, Ian.
How you doing? I'm an admirer of your game.
All right. Ian, Lee wanted to thank you in person.
Yeah, first-class meal, mate. Really had the wow factor.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'll leave you to it for a minute, if you don't mind.
Cool. Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
The cake was awesome. How do you do that spun thing with the sugar?
Trade secret?
Yeah, well, it was a boss. We're having a top night. You backroom boys, eh? It's all down to you. How can I thank you, Ian?
I wouldn't mind an autograph if it's no trouble.
Sure thing.
Yeah, it says my partner's nephew has given me a shirt here.
Oh, what's his name?
Adam. Oh, no. Here.
How old?
Well, Rory, he's 7 next month.
Rory? Who's this Adam, then?
Look, here's there's a pen you can use there.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Adam's the partner.
Look, I'll spell Rory's name for you. It's a bit tricky.
Yeah, don't bother. I'm just putting Lee.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
There you are.
Cheers. You'll be over the moon.
Yeah, I'm going back to the lads. I don't want thinking anything funny's going on out here.
No.
See ya.
Well, thanks again, Lee.
Yes, I do apologise. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, this lot sure know how to have a good time.
That was Mrs. Knightley on the first floor complaining about the noise. She's directly above them, that's the problem.
Oh, blimey. I mean, how much longer are they going to go on for? It's gone 11:30.
I wonder if we should go in and say something.
I don't know. I mean, where's Mr. Montpellier?
In the drive, having a cigar.
Oh.
He's been out there on his mobile most of the evening. Oh... Oh, it's Oliver.
Everything going all right?
Not really. Listen. Can you hear that?
Yeah. Is it the football team?
Yeah. And some of the guests have complained.
Oh, Lord. How late are they staying?
Oh, I wish I knew. We were wondering whether to ask the chairman.
What's that?
Oh, no.
Look, I better go, Oliver. I'll see you when I see you.
Good grief, what's going on?
Oh, Ian.
I mean, we can hear them from the kitchen.
Yeah, I'll have to go and ask them to keep it down.
Yes, but be polite, Roy. We don't want bad feelings.
You'll give me some credit, Caroline.
Sorry.
Well, I'll come with you.
Oh, cheers.
Oh, I'll fetch Gus. So much for keeping his eye on them.
Look, I don't want to spoil the fun, but would you mind...
Could you just keep the noise down, please?
No, I couldn't.
It's my birthday, isn't it? Why should I?
Look, we've got guests.
I'll get lost.
Come on, just calm it down, shall we?
Oh, here he is, the bender.
What? Come on, now.
Get your hand off me.
Lee, calm down.
Oh, you his boyfriend then? I told you to get lost.
Hey, back off.
Oh, you worried I'll make a mess?
Come on, lads. I'll get you out of here. Cheers.
What the hell's going on?
Well, they're your boys. You sort them out.
Oh, my God. What's happened?
Lee's punched him.
Lee?
I'm okay.
No, you're not. Look at that blood. Sit down, Ian.
Look, we were dead polite, Caroline. It came from nowhere.
Pass me the first aid from under the desk, Roy, quick.
Sure. I mean, they're all out their heads. They've had the long table over and everything's on the floor.
No. Oh, is the Borsage of Life photographer still taking pictures?
Oh, Lord. I'll go and stop him if he is.
Oh, look, be careful, Roy. I don't want you getting injured as well.
It's okay. Sounds as if the boss is calming things down.
Does it hurt, Ian?
No, it's not too bad. It's just the shock of it.
I can't imagine. Little thug. Here, let me wipe round. Sorry. Do you want the eye wash as well?
No. It's just more the brow than the eye. I can see okay.
Thank goodness for that.
Cheers, Caroline.
Ah, Mr. Montpellier.
The boys are calming down now.
Yes, well... Once I've seen to Ian's eye, I'm phoning the police.
Huh? The police? No.
Let me stick this dressing on, Ian.
Okay.
Hold it.
Yeah, got it.
No, I don't think there's any need for the police. It was only hijinks.
Hijinks? My chef's been assaulted.
Look, they're all very sorry.
Sorry is not an appropriate response to this situation.
Oh, come on, they only upended a table. I'll pay for any damage. Plus, something for the hotel's trouble.
The hotel's trouble? Look at his eye. I'm obliged to report this incident.
No, Caroline, look, it's okay.
Look, I'm sorry. Lee can be volatile, but it is his birthday. Cut him some slack. He's such a talented boy.
That's no excuse, Mr. Montpellier.
No, Caroline, please, look, I don't want a fuss made.
Ian.
I'll be fine. I just really don't want the police involved.
We should report it.
Please. Look, I don't intend pressing any charges.
Good man. Now, what'll it take?
You're trying to buy him off.
I wouldn't put it like that, but I can see he's hurt.
I don't want your money. I just want to go home. Just call me a taxi, Caroline, please.
Archers was written by Noel Gadala, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.